Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You know, I apologize to the listeners today if I am sounding redundant or like I'm stuck in the mud here, but I can't help it, folks. I mean, why would I not celebrate my team winning the Super Bowl? Why would I not celebrate America having total victory? Why would I not celebrate my family coming together and being inspired and uplifted and all of us? I mean, it's just where I stand today. It's just that's where my spirit is. I don't want to get into the negativity, even though it's the news. I mean, I've got all the stories here. I just can't bring myself to do it. And I know I need to because that's my job here, and I'll eventually break through this. But what I want to do, and I've decided this, I've got a big interview. This is like, you know, it's about as big as it gets right now when it comes to the coronavirus. Dr. Francis Boyle coming on to talk about the fact this is a man-made bioweapon, what that means, how we know it, and just his take on all of that with his expert opinion as the creator of the Bioweapon Act. He's going to be joining us in 30 minutes here. So that's going to be key. But what I want to do in the third hour, and who has the fourth hour today, guys? Mike Adams, and he may want to do this as well. I won't speak for Mike. But in the third hour after Dr. Boyle leaves us, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to get your response to last night's State of the Union and everything. I want to hear from the audience what you thought about it. And, I mean, again, I laughed, I cried, I stood up and cheered, you know. It was beyond all expectations for me. And I think that anybody listening to that that's not filled entirely their hearts with hate was inspired, was uplifted, and is celebratory today. And it really drew a line, did it not? It really drew a demarcation line. I mean, heck, even there were, you got to give credit. Some of these Democrats stood and cheered like Kristen Sinema. Good for her. She still has a heart. She still has a soul. She's still in touch with humanity. She's not filled with hate. She stood and cheered. She looked proud to do it. Sitting to her left was Kamala Harris, scowling like a demon. Sitting to her right was Kristen Gillibrand, wondering, should I stand, should I sit? I don't know. And she said, damn be the haters. I'm proud of America. I will stand. So, just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Just incredible. There is other news to get to, though. And so I really need to just break through this kind of celebratory mood I'm in, this spirit that's overwhelming me, and I'm going to do it in the next segment, I promise you. But just for one last time, I just can't help but say, this is just a tremendous victory for America last night. It was a tremendous victory for President Trump last night. Not that he intended it to be that way, but by proxy, the Democrats just could not help themselves but put their hatred and vitriol for this country on display one more time for the national stage for all to see. And by the way, I don't know. I haven't seen these numbers or anybody reporting on it. Maybe somebody has. But I can just tell you based on the numbers that I saw Because I was actually watching while I was at the gym, and I was just on YouTube going through all the different streams. Millions of people on YouTube alone tuned in. So that's not, you know, your cable programs or your television or C-SPAN or anything. That's just on the internet, which is kind of a new medium for people to consume a State of the Union address. So, I mean, this was maybe the most watched State of the Union of all time. And, well, folks, you know what people saw, and they're responding to it.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's what we're going to do, folks. I'm going to go to some of these highlights here of last night's State of the Union before I move on to the other news. I just can't help myself. And so we're going to do that here in just a minute. But, folks, InfoWarsStore.com has the best emergency food supplies at the best price, and nobody wants to think about the worst happening, whether that's a devastating earthquake or a hurricane or a flood or like what we're seeing in China with the coronavirus. But should the worst happen, you don't want to be in a pinch where you're trying to figure out what am I going to do for food to feed my family. And then you get to the grocery store, you see the long lines. If you're lucky, you can even get in, but the shelves are empty. Do not be faced with that situation. Very affordable, high-quality emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot emphasize that enough. People understand how important it is to be able to care for your family should the worst happen. And with storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com, it's your best bet for the price, for the quality, to make sure, should the worst happen, you and your family are prepared. And there's all kinds of different options for you there, too. You know, year supplies, month supplies, 6 month supplies, all kinds of stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can see, if you'd like, you can just pick out a specific, one type of emergency food. If you just want to get the chicken noodle, that option is there. Or if you want to get the whole, you know, list of options into emergency food supply, that is available too. Very easy to store, high quality storage containers that they come in as well. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's go to these highlights now. These are some of the highlights from last night's State of the Union.
3 years ago, we launched the Great American Comeback. Tonight I stand before you to share the incredible results. Jobs are booming, incomes are soaring, poverty is plummeting, crime is falling, confidence is surging, and our country is thriving and highly respected again. In just 3 short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny. We have totally rejected the downsizing. We are moving forward at a pace that was unimaginable just a short time ago, and we are never, ever going back. since my election, we have created 7 million new jobs, 5 million more than government experts projected during the previous administration. The unemployment rate is the lowest in over half a century. Incredibly, the average unemployment rate under my administration is lower than any administration in the history of our country. If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success. The unemployment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history. African American youth unemployment has reached an all-time low. African-American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded. The unemployment rate for women reached the lowest level in almost 70 years, and last year women filled 72% of all new jobs added. Veterans' unemployment rate dropped to a record low. The unemployment rate for disabled Americans has reached an all-time low. Workers without a high school diploma have achieved the lowest unemployment rate recorded in U.S. history. A record number of young Americans are now employed. Under the last administration, more than 10 million people were added to the food stamp rolls. Under my administration, 7 million Americans have come off food stamps and 10 million people have been lifted off of welfare. In 8 years under the last administration, over 300,000 working-age people dropped out of the workforce. In just 3 years of my administration, 3.5 million people, working-age people, have joined the workforce. Since my election, the net worth of the bottom half of wage earners has increased by 47%, three times faster than the increase for the top 1%. After decades of flat and falling incomes, wages are rising fast, and wonderfully, they are rising fastest for low-income workers who have seen a 16% pay increase since my election. This is a blue-collar boom. Our roaring economy has, for the first time ever, given many former prisoners the ability to get a great job and a fresh start. This second chance at life is made possible because we passed landmark criminal justice reform into law. Everybody said that criminal justice reform couldn't be done, but I got it done, and the people in this room.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, some of the highlights there from last night's State of the Union. And, you know, kind of an intangible, immeasurable that was highlighted in my mind last night is President Trump has pretty much erased the Obama legacy. Obama's presidency, it's almost like it never happened. It's really incredible how the legacy of Obama is just gone. It's like it doesn't exist.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I'm really not sure how to properly analyze it or measure it, but what is Obama's legacy now? Obama has pretty much just been erased as any form of a significant president at all by Donald Trump. He's a nothing now. Obama is a zero president. It's almost like he never was president. And I think that this is something that really upsets the left and the Democrat Party. And they know it's true, because now even they're being forced to throw Obama under the bus. Biden is extremely unpopular. They can't tout any success of the Obama administrations. And so the Obama legacy is now basically a nothing burger president. Or it may get worse for Obama and the Democrats, because, well, if we get justice for the illegal spying and for the basis of the Russian collusion narrative and investigation with the illegal spying, Obama's legacy won't be about what he did for America as president. It will be as a totally corrupt, anti-American criminal who belongs in jail. And that's really the only chance or shot at a legacy Barack Obama now has. So Obama either goes down as a forgotten president, or he goes down as a criminal traitor against this republic. And that couldn't have been more eloquently nuanced into that speech last night by President Trump. Now, coming up in the next segment, I will switch gears and get into the latest in the coronavirus outbreak in China. And then the expert, Professor Francis Boyle, will be joining me to talk about the evidence that this is a man-made bioweapon and the significance of that and what it means. That will be coming up next. But let me just really pile drive through these headlines before we get to that. Trump at the State of the Union, the best is yet to come. Well, if we get another 4 years of Trump, as far as the economy is concerned and American pride and American exceptionalism is concerned, yes, the current trajectory that we're on is only going to go up. Trump completely ignores Pelosi's handshake attempt during State of the Union. Now, this happened before the speech was given, and how, see, and this is how out of touch and how zero self-awareness Nancy Pelosi has. She could have actually used that moment and tried to use it against Trump. But because she just couldn't help herself, she ended up being the bad guy. And Trump even gets a double victory on that deal. Melania Trump awards Rush Limbaugh Presidential Medal of Freedom at State of the Union. Just total class, total victory for America. I cried like a baby. The timing is impeccable. The bravery, the class for that to happen cannot be understated. Wow. Congratulations to Rush. Congratulations to America for that. And, of course, what makes it so powerful to me is the fact that we all knew the left would cry and whine and complain about this, and President Trump did it anyway because it was the right thing to do. Pelosi does not applaud as Trump announces scholarship for fourth grade student. I mean, you can go down the list of the things the Democrats sat for. Unemployment being low, female unemployment being record lows, just all different. I mean, every walk of life, American unemployment, record lows, economic booms, people winning, all inspiring stuff. The Democrats just don't get joy out of that. They want a nation full of dependent, dilapidated slaves. That's why they cried when President Trump said we're getting people off of food stamps. They literally want people on food stamps, folks. Really sad. Pelosi rips up Trump's State of the Union speech at the end for all to see. I mean, how do you measure that? Just a woman who's filled with hatred, vitriol, and vodka. AOC skipped the State of the Union and then did her own little Periscope just to once again highlight the arrogance of that clown. Just the total arrogance, the selfishness. It's all about her. It's all about me. Trump makes the State of the Union all about America. The Democrats can't help but make it all about them and their bitterness. Private payrolls soar in January, the best monthly gain in nearly 5 years. Record economic optimism under Trump, better than Reagan, Clinton, and Obama. Van Jones warns Democrats, Trump is helping African Americans in real life. They don't care. They want African Americans desperate and poor and needy. Yes, the Democrats are pissed that black Americans are surging in wealth and prosperity, and they don't need government food stamps. The Democrats hate that. They want black people underfoot. That was put on display last night. And then an interesting story out of the Daily Beast. Trump had America's top TV news anchors over for lunch and ate them alive. This was basically like, you know, the kids get home from school after, you know, getting caught doing a prank or something, and daddy had to scold them. That's basically what this was. Like, you know, hey, you know, you guys are all fake news. You're lying about this country. You're trying to keep morale down. You're lying about me. Time to stop it. It's time to grow up. It's trying to be real. Of course, they can't do that. That's against their mode of operation. But, well, you give Trump credit for trying. By the way, guys, did we ever find out? Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was not seen last night. I have not seen anybody talking about this or covering this. Now, where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? What is her current health status? Why is she even still on the bench? Well, we know why, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats are desperate for power. They'll do anything to maintain their, I don't even know the words for it, their corruption of the Supreme Court, their corruption of justice, their politicization of justice, their liberal activism posing as a judge. They can't let that go. They need Ruth Bader Ginsburg on that bench, even though she can't even walk. Who knows her current health status? If there was any integrity left in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if there was any integrity left on the Democrat side of the aisle, Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have already left the bench gracefully. But they have no grace. They have no self-awareness. All they have is lust for power, lust for deception, and lust for dominating you and destroying justice and reality in this country. The good news is, though, as we're celebrating today, America sees through it and they're done with it.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals Iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Right now, you're watching the Alex Jones Show live. But I shot this early in the morning, and by the time you're watching this, I should be back in Austin, and I'll be back on there soon. But Owen Schroyer is about to take over. That said, we had hoped that the coronavirus was just hype. Now, the evidence isn't mounting. The evidence is clear that it is an engineered bioweapon. Came out a week ago that coronavirus contained HIV insertions.
the delivery system of HIV. Now, new coronavirus in China is treated with HIV med drugs because it is basically the HIV delivery system. And so people need to understand, the viewers and listeners need to understand, we're not sure exactly how bad this is going to get. But folks really should be prepared. You should be boosting your immune system, and you should be prepared to shelter in place if this turns into a global pandemic and really starts spreading inside the United States. The Chi-Coms are being praised by the UN. Listen to this. They're being praised by the UN for literally shooting people in the streets and locking down whole cities and putting people in prison if they try to get outside the quarantine. But then when the United States says we're going to stop flights from China, it's called racist and evil and bad. That is political correctness at the next level. China's shooting their people, but if we just try to stop them coming in, then we're the bad guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're fighting here, is the UN evil. Their system is designed to prop up authoritarian states but attack open free societies like America. Now back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast here in the ATX. And please never forget that InfoWars is brought to you by you. When you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, that funds the operation. So get the high-quality, affordable food. It's selling out. And so is the Immune Gargle and other nano-silver products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the resume of Dr. Francis Boyle speaks for itself. Member of the Council for Responsible Genetics in the early 80s. They were organized and even had congressional briefings in the 80s as well. And he is the creator of the Bioweapons Act that was approved by both sides of Congress. But this isn't about him, but it is important to lay out his background as an expert in this field, as Dr. Francis Boyle joins me today. Dr. Francis Boyle, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Owen. I do hope our colleague Jonathan Knight is doing better these days.
Well, we thank the audience for their prayers, because that does lift us up when we are feeling ill, and he is doing a lot better. So, Francis, this is really amazing, the headlines that you made on an interview the other day. The evidence suggests that this form, this strain of a coronavirus, is indeed a man-made bioweapon. Now, explain to the audience what evidence you've seen that proves that and what that means.
Right. Well, in my professional activities, I routinely monitor outbreaks of disease affecting humans and animals around the world, just to see if there might be a biowarfare agent at work. So when this coronavirus began to be reported there in China, I began looking into it and researching it, and I won't go through it all here, but eventually it was my considered judgment that this was a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan biosafety level 4 laboratory that has a previous history of leaks there. And so BSL-4 laboratories have basically one purpose, and that is to research, develop, test, and stockpile biological warfare weapons. Put aside all the propaganda in support of these things by anyone. But that's why they're there. There's no legitimate scientific health reason for BSL-4 laboratories. So at that point, I did put out a notice on the internet saying that I thought it was a biowarfare weapon, and it had gain-of-function properties, which meant it was DNA genetically engineered to be more lethal and more infectious than, say, a normal biowarfare agent. And ever since I gave that interview, which was, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks ago or so today, all the evidence coming out has confirmed my conclusion. It does appear this is a DNA genetically engineered chimera, that it has in it, as you correctly pointed out, the HIV. Now, I believe the Indian researchers have been pressured to withdraw by their government because they have good relations with China, that study. But I read it, and it's quite convincing, and they have the pictures there. I also believe it has the flu virus in there, and then it also has SARS. That lab is reported to do SARS work. So at a minimum, I think that is what we are facing right now, based on all the evidence I have seen, which means right now there is a lethality rate of 15% of the people infected. There is an infectious rate of 83%. Any droplets expelled from a victim can travel at least 6 feet through the air. That, to me, indicates gain-of-function properties. And there is an incubation period of at least 14 days. And right now, people infected can be asymptomatic for those 14 days. So you really don't know if they are infected, and they very well could be spreading the disease without any of us knowing about it. So this is a very dangerous biological warfare agent. We don't even know the rest of it between you and me, what these Chinese people, researchers did there. I have no idea. It could be even more dangerous than I don't know. But it's obvious the Chinese government has been lying about this from the get-go. The first patient was identified December 1, and he had nothing to do with that market. And that's just disinformation that people picked this up at the market. It's baloney. And then on biowarfare programs they want to cover up, they always blame it on bats. You know, bats have been around forever, so give me a break. So I added all this together, and I just concluded that that's what it is. The Chinese government has been lying about it from the get-go, covering it up, just like they did on SARS. The WHO is in on it. You can't believe anything the WHO is telling you, because this is a WHO special designated research lab. The WHO is up to its eyeballs in biological warfare research, and you had the WHO director Tedros over there meeting President Xi, shaking his hand and yucking it up and saying, oh, China's doing a great job. Yeah, they're doing a great job covering it up. So you can't believe the WHO. And the CDC, well, you can't believe them either. The CDC has been up to its eyeballs, again, in dirty biological warfare work, at least going back to the Reagan administration, when the CDC and the American Type Culture Collection authorized the shipment of at least 40 supplies, different supplies, of weapon-specific biological agents.
Well, we're going to go to a break here. We'll get back into these specifics, but I think the obvious reason for the cover-up here would be this is a violation of the Biological Weapons Act. This is a violation of the Geneva Convention. This is a crime against humanity. Dr. Francis Boyle is with us. We'll be right back.
I knew black.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And my guest is Dr. Francis Boyle, who made headlines the other day after seeing the evidence coming from Indian doctors seeing HIV basically implanted into the coronavirus, as well as evidence of SARS or the flu being put in there as well. But Dr. Boyle, before we get back into the specifics of that, I think just the very concept of a bioweapon is probably shocking to a lot of people. Many people might not even believe that that kind of thing goes on, but we do know this goes on. There's labs in China. There's labs in the United States. Just briefly, talk about biowarfare programs that exist that show, hey, this stuff is very real.
Well, I have an entire book on that called Biowarfare and Terrorism. That's pretty cheap and inexpensive. You can get it at Amazon. I've been involved in this, I guess, for the... I'm only speaking here. I'm not speaking for the Council for Responsible Genetics, but they asked me to get involved in this as a lawyer for them, I guess, in the early 1980s or sometime. But let me say this. In all honesty, I don't believe President Trump is getting proper scientific advice about how dangerous this really is and that it is an offensive biological warfare weapon. Basically, he has surrounding him all these scientists who have been up to their eyeballs in this dirty work, dirty biological warfare work here in the United States. So I have no idea what they're telling President Trump, but I suspect they're spinning it to protect their own rear ends here. In my opinion, every BSL-4 laboratory here in America should be shut down immediately. And also every BSL-3 laboratory should be shut down immediately. If you hit the internet, I gave an interview on a documentary called Anthrax Wars, dealing with all these BSL-3 and BSL-4 facilities with respect to the United States of America. And I said, this is a catastrophe waiting to happen. Well, now it has happened in China. And I feel very badly for the Chinese people. I'm not here to bash China or the Chinese people, the Chinese system of government. Under international law, they can have whatever system they want over there. But we're here in America, and we are going to need to take very drastic measures here to protect ourselves. And I just don't think that President Trump is getting that type of advice. He has all these swamp creature scientists around him who I think are trying to sugarcoat it.
Explain to the audience at a rudimentary level what goes on in a bioweapons lab or in this specific BSL-4 lab in China, where they take a coronavirus and then, as the Indian doctors pointed out with their research, insert HIV or other bugs or viruses into that. Explain what happens in the lab or why this happens.
Right. Well, first thing we have to understand, the United States government and apparently China send what I could only call these death scientists. They like to call themselves life scientists. But the last time I crunched the numbers in 2015, we had 13,000 death scientists doing this dirty, dangerous biological work. And they send them out all over the world to find the most exotic and dangerous types of biological organisms they can. Then they bring them back into their labs and see if they can be weaponized one way or the other. With DNA genetic engineering, taking what might be a very dangerous biological organism in the first place, and then adding additional genetic material to it to make it even more dangerous, that it could actually be disseminated as a weapon. Then once they have done that, they reverse engineer the technology to create a vaccine, allegedly a vaccine, because you don't really have a biological weapon unless you have the agent that has been weaponized, and then you have a vaccine that can protect your own people. And so what they do then is say, oh, well, we have to go out and make vaccines for all these potentially dangerous biological organisms out there that we don't even know about. And they bring them back, DNA genetic engineering. They enhance their lethality, their effectiveness. And then they reverse engineer a vaccine. And this has now been, I would say, turbocharged by so-called synthetic biology with this CRISPR technology, where you can go in there and literally pin and excise out a gene and put a new gene in. The whole synthetic biology field was financed by the Pentagon and their DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Program Agency. All of it, the whole synthetic biology field has been financed by the Pentagon and for biowarfare purposes. Indeed, the proof of that is that the first big conference of synthetic biologists, they all got together to discuss their technology, and they released a report, which I read. And in the report, they called for the repeal of my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr. Why? Because they fully intended to use synthetic biology to develop biological weapons. That's what the Pentagon pays for. You know, the Pentagon's not out there paying for objective scientific research. The Pentagon is paying for war-related research. And that has been going on, the use of DNA genetic engineering for biowarfare purposes, at least the start of the Reagan administration, when I got involved, the Council for Responsibility for Responsible Genetics got me involved in that. And now we've moved over to this new dimension of synthetic biology. But even before Reagan, Nixon did sign the Biological Weapons Convention in 1974. But that didn't mean we stopped developing biological weapons. We simply, it was brought underground by the Pentagon and by the CIA. And this continued underground. And then the Reagan people and their neocons, and we know the neocons, you know, if you look at that PNAC support report, you'll see they advocate biological weapons, ethnic-specific biological weapons as tools of warfare. So under Reagan, then, they first began to apply DNA genetic engineering to dangerous biological agents before then that were just in nature to make them more dangerous. And that's where I came in on the story. But it's all told in my book there. Biowarfare and terrorism, and it's inexpensive. I'm not here, you know, making a lot of royalties.
But it's important information, and in the 90 seconds we have left with you, if you could have President Trump's ear right now, what would you tell him about this coronavirus and how we need to be responding to it?
It's an extremely dangerous biological warfare agent. We have not seen anything like this before. You know, you have to go back to the Spanish flu virus, I think, between you and me. It has to be treated accordingly. And instead of relying on these swamp creature scientists, he needs to bring in outside independent experts who have never been feeding at the trough of biological warfare programs by the United States government because they all have a vested interest in this. As I said, the last time I crunched the numbers in 2015, you had at least 13,000 of these death scientists doing this Dr. Mengele type work. They should all be completely disqualified, and President Trump has the authority to shut down immediately every BSL-4 and BSL-3 laboratory in the United States of America. That should be done right away. And then more stringent measures.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.